Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. It's hard to believe it's been almost 3 years, since our next guest has been on the program. But Kanya Doss has definitely been busy during that time. She's now been in the music industry for over a decade, sharing not only her passion for music, but also, I think, being able to inspire people along the way. Well, this month, she's gearing up for the release of her seventh project, ironically called Seven. We're going to talk to Kanya not only about that project, actually let you guys hear some new music and find out how you all can stay connected with her along the way. Kanya, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Look, I appreciate you stopping back by. As I said, it's hard to believe it's been almost 3 years since the last time you were on with us, but, I mean, you definitely have been on the go. I mean, definitely every year, it seems like, being able to share your music, of course, with audiences. And then, of course, you know, to be able, I think, as I said, Kanya, to be able to inspire people as well. What has that been like for you as you've been able to go from album to album? What has it been like for you to not only see your audience grow, but also the appreciation grow for the music as well?
You know, it has been a blessing because I look at it this way. You know, I grew up listening to music that inspired, and, you know, I'm only, you know, pretty much doing what I know. So I'm hoping that each day and every time somebody listens to my music, you know, that they're inspired in one way or the other. So I think it's just a wonderful feeling,
yeah.
Definitely.
And along that way, as your music has continued to reach new audiences, Kanya, there definitely has been, I think, you know, the great thing about you that has stayed consistent has been the messaging, being able to share not only, of course, about the power of love. We'll hear it in the single Love's Not a little bit later. But also, I think love has been a big part of you, whether it's going back to albums like Just Because, even Love Rain Down. Do you think that has been kind of the common thread for you?
You know, I think so. You know, love from every aspect of it. You know, the hurt and the hurt from it. You know, just and the glory from it, so to speak. It's just so many different entities. I definitely think that you're right in that case.
You know, I think, too, you know, when I was listening to some of the different music from the various albums, which we can easily do these days thanks to Amazon.com, you know, I was thinking, too, that, you know, you also have been able to tap into something that speaks to people. I mean, does that ever get old for you, Kanya, to have someone say, that is my story, or those are the words that I wish I knew how to say? I mean, what has that been like for you to hear from the audience about how your music has been resonating with them?
It's really amazing, and it motivates me to continue to do what I'm doing because, you know, certain things we may take for granted as far as gifts go, the gift of music, you know, it could really touch someone in a way that we couldn't imagine. So I just find it to be quite amazing, and it's inspiring, you know, because I do hear those stories, and I'm like, wow, it's very touching.
Yeah. And as I said, you know, you're gearing up for the big release of this new album, Seven, here this month. You know, do you think one of the things, you know, that you're looking forward to the most is being able to share, of course, your own growth? Because it does seem as though, as I mentioned, every album seems to be a journey in a sense. Is it this next chapter of your journey that you're the most eager to be able to share with us?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like, you know, my whole body of music for this particular phase of where I'm at is complete, and that's one reason why, you know, I named the album Seven. I just think it takes me to a different place creatively, mentally, spiritually, because I've grown, I'm in a totally different mindset, and I'm in a different space right now, so absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that is what people are definitely looking forward to as well with the new release. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program today, Kanya Doss. We're talking to her not only about the musical journey that we've been able to kind of follow her on, but also what it's been like for her. She's been able to gear up for the upcoming release called Seven. We're going to be hearing the single Love's Not Here in a moment. Kanya, talk to us about that single because, you know, one of the great things, and I did a review for Amazon.com for it, I think the great thing about that song is that it really reminds us of what is important. I mean, how did this song come about for you?
Well, you know, it's so funny because it's just weird. I might just have a melody in my head, and then it's a concept, whether, you know, I could be talking to someone about a situation. But for that song, it just, you know, it just came so naturally. And the song is basically about, you know, sometimes we let our past experiences get in the way and block our blessings, you know, for things that are meant to be, pretty much. You know, finding true love is like, you know, and once you let your guard down, you're like, wow, you know, it is better, you know, once I find real love, this is what it's supposed to feel like, you know. And that's what that song represents.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Kanya Doss with her single, Love's Not. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Kanya right after this. You all stay with us.
Oh,
Kanya Doss with Love's Knot right here on Conversations Live. We've been talking with Kanya not only about this journey she's been on now for over a decade and being able to share music that she loves, but also, of course, to see the way that her fans have responded to her. And along the way, Kanya, as you've been out meeting your fans and doing different projects, you've been able to use your platform to bring attention to causes that matter to you. Do you see that just an extension of who you are to be able to help out in whatever way you can?
Oh, absolutely. That's just who I've always been. So it comes pretty much second nature to me. And I think music, in so many ways, has provided as a very useful tool to reach, you know, to touch on those things that I really believe in, those causes.
Do you find from album to album, Kanya, that you're able to appreciate the blessings that have come your way from project to project? Or, you know, what has the highlight been for you as you now being able to prepare for this seventh release? What has it been like for you to kind of look back on this journey and where you've come from?
You know, it's definitely a blessing. I wouldn't call it anything other than that. It's just, you know, it's amazing that I've been blessed to be able to balance motherhood, you know, education, doing the mentoring, all the things that I like to do, and also continue to create music from an independent standpoint, which is a lot of work. So I consider it a blessing because a lot of times some people, you know, I don't know if they're being sarcastic or serious, they'll say, you're not going to do it now, you just, you know, you're a mommy now, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, yes, I can do it, you know.
Right.
So I find it challenging. And I get sort of a rush out of it, but it's definitely a blessing. That's definitely the only way I look at it.
Yeah. And it's been a blessing. Your music has, Kanya, has been a blessing to so many other different people. Again, everyone, Kanya Doss has been our guest today. We've been talking to her not only about the musical journey she's been on, but also the journey she's been able to take us on. The new project is called Seven, coming out this month, of course, for our Amazon.com listeners and supporters. May 19th is the big date for you guys to be expecting that. It's available right now, of course, for you all to pre-order. And, Kanya, how can our listeners stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, they can check me out on Facebook at Kanya Doss. They can go to Twitter at Kanya D, and I'm also on Instagram under Kanya Doss, and my website, www.kanyadoss.com. So there's so many outlets.
Well, you definitely have made it easy for them. Kanya, again, I know this is a busy time for you. We appreciate the time and looking forward to supporting the release when it comes out here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's good speaking with you.
Oh, good to have you back on with us. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great edition of Conversations Live. I want to thank our good friend Lisa G, of course, for connecting you to PR, for setting up this conversation with us today. Really appreciate that, Lisa. And, you know, if you guys came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We tag Kanya on both places from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.